Chapter 4. Tony Krozig. The day after the party, Lord Fort William's mother invited Aunt Sadie and Louisa to stay with them. During this visit, Lord Fort William asked Louisa to marry him. She came back to Alconley an engaged woman and the centre of attention for the first time since Linda was born. We were all very excited, and that evening, at a meeting in the cupboard, Louisa showed us her diamond ring. Lord Fort William was 39 years old, but he looked much older. Louisa, however, loved him, and she was happy. She had always been more frightened of Uncle Matthew than any of her brothers or sisters. Uncle Matthew thought that she was stupid and was never nice to her. But now she could leave Alconley forever. Linda was happy for her sister, but also jealous. She had to wait 2 more years for her own coming out party, and she spent her days dreaming more and more of love. She quickly became very sad. It was Lord Merlin who helped Linda. He met her at Louisa's wedding and liked her immediately. A few days after the wedding, Lord Merlin rang Alconley.
"That pig Merlin wants to speak to you,"
Uncle Matthew shouted to Aunt Sadie after answering the phone. Aunt Sadie picked up the phone. "Hello. Could you bring Linda to my house for dinner?" Lord Merlin said.
"Yes, of course," Aunt Sadie said.
She was so embarrassed by Uncle Matthew that she said yes without thinking. Lord Merlin seemed to understand Linda. He was also very shocked that she was not educated. He decided to educate her himself. He showed her pictures and explained them to her. He talked about art and literature and gave her books to read. Both Aunt Sadie and Linda enjoyed this very much. One time, Uncle Matthew went with Lord Merlin, Aunt Sadie and Linda to see Romeo and Juliet at the theatre. It was not a success. Uncle Matthew spent most of the time crying or shouting. Linda liked being with Lord Merlin and his friends. Lord Merlin knew that Linda was desperate to fall in love. He also knew that this would bring trouble one day. Nobody knows why Linda married Anthony Krozig. What did she want from him? Surely she was not in love with him. He was very rich, but other men were rich too. The answer was that she was in love with him. Linda could never marry without love. I was there when they first met at our coming out party and during the early days of their relationship. Tony Krozig was tall, blonde, and seemed very glamorous. He had a Rolls Royce, beautiful horses, and a large house. But he was also very boring, and he only thought about himself. Linda and I were very excited about our coming out party. It was at Alconley, but Uncle Matthew and Aunt Sadie said that we could spend the summer in London afterwards. Our party was different from Louisa's party. This time, there were a lot of young men there, although they were all very boring. Linda was not happy. But when Lord Merlin arrived, again very late, everything changed. He had brought a young man in a beautiful pink coat. Linda noticed him immediately. The man asked her to dance, and they chatted all evening. He thought that Linda was very funny, and Linda loved people who laughed.
"Who is that pig with Linda?"
Uncle Matthew said,
turning to Davy. Tony Krozig. His family controls the Bank of England, Davy replied.
A German? Why is he in my house? Who asked him?
Uncle Matthew shouted. Now, Matthew, don't get excited. The Krozigs aren't German. They've been in England for centuries, Davy said.
Who invited him?
Uncle Matthew said again. He came with Merlin, Davy said.
Of course it was Merlin. He loves foreigners.
But it was not just Uncle Matthew who was annoyed. Lord Merlin seemed angry at what was happening too, and decided to take his guest home early.
See you at the hunt tomorrow, said Tony,
as he put on his pink coat. Linda was silent for the rest of the evening.
You're not going hunting, Linda, Aunt Sadie said the next morning. It's rude. You must stay and look after your guests.
Darling Mother, Linda said, please let me go. I promise I will come back early.
The first person Linda saw at the hunt was Tony. He was riding a big brown horse. They said hello and rode off together side by side.
You are a wonderful rider, Tony said.
While they were riding, they saw a rabbit in some water. It was trying to swim, but it couldn't and was dying. Linda immediately started crying.
Oh, poor little thing!
Tony got off his horse and jumped into the water. He picked up the rabbit and then gave it to Linda. He never did anything as romantic as that ever again. When the hunt had finished, Tony rode with Linda towards Alconleigh.
When I'm back in Oxford, I'll call you, Tony said.
When Linda returned home, she was in love. 3 weeks later, Tony had still not called. This made Linda feel very sad. Then, one evening after dinner, the telephone rang. By chance, Uncle Matthew was not in the house, so Linda answered it. It was Tony. She felt very nervous.
Hello, is that Linda? It's Tony Krozig. Do you want to come to lunch in Oxford next Thursday?
My father won't let me, she said, nearly crying.
Uncle Matthew never let Linda see any young men without a chaperone.
Oh no, Tony said impatiently. Well, some other girls are coming. You can bring your cousin if you want.
All right, that'll be nice, Linda said.
See you at 1 o'clock, 7 King Edward Street, Tony said.
Linda walked away from the telephone, shaking. In the cupboard, Linda and I talked and talked.
You must come with me, Linda whispered.
We had to go. Linda needed to go. But how could we escape?
Lavender Davis, Linda said suddenly.
Lavender Davis was a very boring girl who lived with her very boring parents not far from Alconleigh. Aunt Sadie sometimes sent Linda to Lavender's house for lunch. Linda hated it.
We can say that we are going to Lavender's for lunch and that we need the car, Linda said.
But darling, you said that Lavender was the most boring person in the world and that you would never return, Aunt Sadie replied the next day.
Oh, Mother, you don't understand. Lavender has a new dog. I want to meet him,
Linda replied.
We must get some makeup, Linda said,
after Aunt Sadie had said yes. Uncle Matthew hated makeup and did not allow us to wear it.
We can put blue paint from Jassy's paint box on our eyes, Linda said. I thought that you hated Lavender Davis, Jassy said, as we painted our cheeks red.
I never said that. Don't lie, Linda shouted.
Why are you wearing nice clothes for Lavender Davis? Jassy asked. Your face is so red, Linda. You look so funny.
Shut up, Jassy,
Linda shouted again. We left early so that there was time to stop on the journey and fix our makeup. We were not happy with it. Our cheeks were very red, our noses were white, and our eyes were very blue. We tried to make ourselves look better, but it did not work. We began to feel very nervous. At 1 o'clock, we arrived at Tony's. He was alone. No one knew what to say.
Are you still hunting? Tony asked Linda.
Oh, yes. I went yesterday, Linda replied.
Linda remembered what Lord Merlin had once said to her. Hunt as much as you want, but never talk about it. It's the most boring subject in the world. Tony continued speaking about where he went hunting, what he did, and what his horse did. I understood what Lord Merlin meant. But Linda seemed very interested in everything Tony said. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door.
Good, Tony said. Here are the others.
The others were four pretty girls and a young man. They chatted and laughed, and they all knew each other very well. Tony did not speak to Linda much and seemed to prefer chatting with his friends. And every time someone knocked at the door, we thought that it was Uncle Matthew. It was not an enjoyable party. At 4 o'clock, we said goodbye and quickly drove home. When we arrived at Alconley, Matt and Jassy were outside.
How was Lavender? Did she laugh at your makeup? Jassy said. You should wash before Father sees you. You have been gone for hours.
Go away,
Linda said, crying. Her love for Tony had only increased. The next day, while Linda and I were hunting, Jassy came to find us.
Father wants to see you both. He looks angry, Jassy said.
Our hearts stopped. When we returned to the house, Uncle Matthew's face was red and Aunt Sadie looked disappointed.
Do you realise,
Uncle Matthew shouted,
that if you were married women, your husbands could divorce you for doing this?
Linda opened her mouth to speak. She knew this was not true. She had read about divorce in a book.
Don't interrupt your father,
Aunt Sadie said, before Linda could say anything. Uncle Matthew was so angry that he did not even notice.
Fanny, you will go home tomorrow. I never want you here again. You're the same as your mother. And Linda, there will be no London in the summer for you. I'm going to watch you every minute of the day. And no more hunting.
It was months before we knew how they found out. But it had not been difficult. Somebody had left a scarf in Tony's house, and he had rung to ask if it belonged to us.